We're picking up again at Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 8, as we look at Paul's defense before King Agrippa II. In verse 2 and 3, Luke records for us what Paul says at the beginning of his defense. He says, "King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today as I make my defense against all the accusation of the Jews, and especially so because you are well acquainted with all the Jewish customs and controversies. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently." Now, I mentioned last time that that's a lot to start with, isn't it? But again, as with Festus and Felix, Paul is not using flattery. He is stating the facts of the case. King Agrippa II was well known for his knowledge of the Jewish customs and laws because of his heritage and because of his position. Since he had been given authority over the temple and the appointment of the high priest, this made him well-versed in Jewish traditions and disputes, a common source of tension, if not irritation, between the Jews and the Roman authorities. Paul also refers to the Jewish customs. By this, he means the religious practices, laws, and traditions that are central to Jewish life, primarily outlined by the Torah and, of course, the elders' traditions. The controversy Paul mentions are probably debates over the interpretation of the law, the role of the Messiah, and, of course, the resurrection. These were, as we have seen throughout Luke's narrative, significant issues among Jewish sects and such as the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So with this intro, Paul begs Agrippa's indulgence as he presents his defense. Without employing unnecessary flattery, Paul does demonstrate proper respect for Agrippa, despite the man's immoral life and unquestioned political allegiance to Rome. Well, in verses 4 and 5, Paul now begins his account. He says, "The Jewish people all know the way that I have lived ever since I was a child, from the beginning of my life in my own country and also in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time and can testify, if they are willing, that I have conformed to the strictest sect of our religion, living as a Pharisee." Well, right out the gate, Paul stresses his religious pedigree, making sure that Agrippa II understands that he was born and raised as a Pharisee. The king, of course, was well versed in the difference between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He understands the theological significance of this, which is important because Paul is about to bring up that ever-so-divisive subject of resurrection. In verse 5, Paul states, "They have known me for a long time." This is important for Paul to state. The high priests and leaders might be acting like they don't know this crazy zealot from the Way movement, but the truth, of course, is much different. Remember, this is the same Sanhedrin that years before authorized Paul to go to Damascus and round up the members of the Way and bring them back to Jerusalem for trial and punishment. Paul is making sure they don't get away with feigning ignorance about whom that they are accusing. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.